Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. We're joined by Rebecca Hadrill. Rebecca is a trained family and organisational constellations facilitator. That's quite a mouthful. She joins me now. Good morning to you, Rebecca.
Good morning, Alan. Great to speak to you again.
It sounds wonderful. What is it? What have I just described there?
So, constellations is one of my pieces of work, but this is we're going to talk today about TRE, which is the other aspect, which is tension and trauma release exercises. So, it's basically seven exercises that are designed to help fatigue and stretch the muscles and activate and stimulate a natural healthy reflex or tremor mechanism of shaking and vibrating that help release deep muscular patterns of stress and tension and trauma, restore balance and calm in the body, and basically help regulate the nervous system. And it can be done alone or in a group with or without a facilitator. Yes. And the reason I'm so fascinated by this is that Bessel van der Kolk, who's a trauma expert, says that if your physiology is stuck, you are stuck. So trauma tension release exercises is another way to free up, wake up and let go gently.
So is there something happening this weekend that you'd like to bring to our listeners' attention?
Yes. So I have a workshop this weekend, which is Family Constellations. And then there's the TRE workshop, which is on the 20th of April, both in Murphy's Barn in Wexford on Skeeter Park on Duncannon Line.
Yeah, wonderful setting. Yeah, know it well.
It's really nice. It's a lovely place for Sinead has a lovely venue there for workshops. So it's really it's lovely.
Yeah, just like we've already heard from Gerald Manley from the IFA, he shared his own personal journey at the moment with the bad weather, etc. I think already the reaction to how Gerald was so honest and open with me has been huge. But in your situation, what you're dealing with, can you share any success stories or notable experiences you've had with clients who have benefited from TRE, as you describe it?
Yes, so TRE is very beneficial. It's basically for everyone. So I've had clients come, you know, a lot of people have anxiety. So today we live in a very chaotic, stressful world. And this is a way, it's a self-regulating tool that basically helps you meet your body where it's at. It helps you let go gently, reset the nervous system, and it's you healing you. And it's basically, we have in our life, and as everyone knows, there's lots going on, there's war, and everything is pace picking up in the world with technology, etc. So this is a way to really come back to your body, come back to yourself, and also to help release stress and tension that's built up and held deeply in the body. You might go for a run, for example, right? And that might burn off some cortisol and adrenaline. But TRE goes deeper because it not only does that, it does something additional. It tells the body that it's safe to let go. And generally, people might, so with some success stories, so people have come to me with anxiety. Some people might have severe, like, or traumatic accidents or experiences in their life, in their families. Yeah. And they might need to release some of the grief that's held or some of the tension that they might be holding that they never got to release.
Right.
And this is so usually people after a TRE session or a few sessions will feel more relaxed. They might feel joyful. They might feel calm. They might have sleep better. And their muscular pain might ease. All those kind of benefits might happen after a TRE session. And it's also, helps build your resilience and help you feel more connected
to your body. This is for everyone. Shaking is good for you. What do you mean by that?
Yes.
Shaking is good for you.
So shaking is actually healthy and it's normal. So if we look at, we all shake, so we all have oscillations in our body that happen all the time. But through our ego and culture, we've been told that shaking is bad, but people are more allowing it more and more. So, for example, you might see animals shake, you know, if they're like the gazelle being chased by the lion, and they might go into fight, flight, freeze or shake it off, and then they run out into the wild. And that's how they survive, because they're meeting threats every day. But what we've learned is to deaden our shaking. But shaking is a healthy and natural way for the body to deliberately calm itself down. So through the exercises, we're switching off the alarm system in our brain that might have got stuck because we didn't get to escape a danger, or we might have prolonged stress. So this is a way to switch off those alarm systems in our brain and basically release that charge that's held in the body.
lovely to talk to you. It's really positive. And we have Brezzy coming on, who has another wonderful positive story to share with us a little bit later on. But bearing in mind that people are very traumatized by the weather, etc., this is a positive story you're sharing with us. Before I head to Hours to Protect, can you remind people how they can avail of what you just described to us there, please, Rebecca?
Yes, sure. So if anyone wants to get in touch, you can just look me up. My name is Rebecca Hadrill. You can contact me via my website, which is www.systemicconstellations.ie, or phone me on 087-105-6436.
Thank you, Rebecca. That was Rebecca Hadrill.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.